The producers of children's entertainment software typically think of boys when they design their games. That seems obvious just from the titles on the boxes, Mortal Kombat, Warcraft, Doom, and Wolfpack. But the single hottest CD-ROM this Christmas season is Barbie Fashion Designer. As NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports, it's an example of something called pink software, software designed for girls.
When girls are very young, say in preschool, there's lots of software they like. Most of the early learning games designed by educators are genderless. Girls like them as much as boys. But as girls get older, they begin to lose interest in the computer. With 80% to 90% of the entertainment products geared to men and boys, there hasn't been much that's appealed to girls. Until now.
Over here in our girls' section.
That's right, a girls' section.
The Barbie line is here. The Babysitter's Club, which is modeled after the popular book series.
Valerie Laird is the children's software buyer at Egghead, one of the nation's largest computer software stores.
And there's also a product called Let's Talk About Me.
Now, I noticed there's a lot of pink.
Yeah, there's a lot of pink. For some reason, we still think that blue is for boys and pink is for girls. But we're getting there. It's nice that they've at least acknowledged that girls need to have their own software.
It's being bought up like crazy, especially the Barbie line that was introduced just in time for the holiday buying season. Barbie's success here hardly seems surprising. Mattel says the average American girl has 9 Barbie dolls. But Egghead's Valerie Laird says getting the product on the shelves wasn't so easy.
There was a lot of apprehension when I first brought the Barbie line to the table. People thought I was pretty much out of my mind. They recognized the power of Mattel and Barbie, but they didn't think that there was a market for this.
The hottest Barbie product, says Laird, is the fashion designer. Girls can design their own Barbie fashions and then print them out on real fabric.
I'm going to click over here on the it's a fairly short skirt, but we'll choose the short skirt, and we'll add a blouse. And then we can scroll over here and go through the numbers of the different blouses that you could choose.
The idea of software designed specifically for girls is not new. Carol Ellison, education editor of Home PC Magazine, says it's been a hot topic in the computer industry for years.
There was a concern that so many of the games companies were following the model of the video game industry and really bringing over games like Mortal Kombat and kind of squeezing the girls out.
Ellison suggests that many experts worried that girls were not taking advantage of the technology and were not honing computer skills they will need.
Do them again.
Yeah.
You'll have to do them several times.
Maybe.
Watch girls and boys play with the computer, and there is no doubt they often use it differently. Girls often play for shorter periods of time. They're apt to play with friends. They often like social, cooperative games, games that make you think, and ones where you learn something. They also like to do art projects. Sarah is a 9-year-old who lives near Seattle.
I like making designs and coloring in pictures and stuff, and drawing them with the mouse.
And what do you like about that?
Well, you can be creative and you can do all sorts of different things with it.
What girls often say they don't like is the repetitive nature of lots of computer games, and many girls say they have no use for the violence that is a standard feature of many of them. Indeed, when girls and boys were asked to invent their own games, they came up with very different ones. Yasmin Kafai, who now teaches learning and instruction at UCLA, gave computer-savvy fifth graders this task: design a game, in this case a video game, to teach fractions.
Most of the boys' games were adventure games, and all the fraction questions were challenges, and in case you didn't answer those correctly, you were mentally deformed, sent flying to the underworld, turned into an ice cube, or lost your life and had to start the whole game all over.
In contrast, there was no violence and no verbal taunting in the games programmed by girls. If you missed a question, well, you simply didn't get to move ahead. Kafai says that when boys designed games, they assumed the player would be a boy, while girls made no such assumptions about the player's gender. And Kafai says there were other differences.
it was very interesting that the girls kind of assign more activity and interactivity to the player, whereas in the boys' games, it was much more passive.
Much of the new girls' software takes into account the way girls play and how they might like to interact with the computer. Mattel, for example, relied on 37 years of watching girls play with Barbie dolls.
Barbie Storymaker is a product where the child can make animated stories starring Barbie and all her friends.
Pamela Kelly is vice president of Mattel Media.
That's really what girls do a lot with their Barbie dolls, is they will tell stories. They will act out their grown-up fantasies through Barbie and all the other dolls.
These products were advertised directly to girls on TV, and the Barbie name and the TV ads helped push the software into the sales record books. At the same time, Barbie has provided a big boost to other products aimed at girls. Now retailers know where to put them, and girls and those who buy for them know where to find them. The handful of girls' products that were released last year are selling better this year. The market for girls' software is potentially immense. Take the older girls, say 8 to 14 years old, the ones that have largely given up on the computer.
Our research shows that there are 6 million homes in the U.S. that have multimedia PCs with girls in our age group.
And Laura Grappi, president of Girl Games, is going after them with software called Let's Talk About Me.
Here we go!
Think of it as a slick MTV-like preteen magazine. Its stated goal is to help girls through the often treacherous period known as adolescence.
Well, better a boyfriend who can't kiss than no boyfriend at all, right? I just carry a...
Girls will find a romance quiz, material on a young woman's changing body. There are stories of embarrassing moments about well-known women, like the time the padding in Phyllis George's bathing suit floated to the top of the water before she did. There's a section on mentors and, of course, virtual hairstyles and the ultimate closet. According to Grappi, the closet has 300 items.
You have to have fun. If I were to put this product out on the market and not have had the closet and the hairstyles in there, I would have had a fabulous learning tool that a mother would encourage her daughter to have. Now, I hate to say it, but in the retail market, the word learning is the death of your product. And, you know, if a little girl, I've studied their shopping habits, if the mom is the one telling her to buy this thing, it's not an easy sell to the young girl. And I really wanted the young girl to be the one saying, I have to have this. And, you know, if she has a good time with the hairstyles or the fashion closet, that's fine. But I guarantee you she's going to be cruising around in the rest of that product for much more of the time.
While many experts applaud the notion of software designed for girls, the products that have recently come on the market have produced more than a ripple of controversy. Carol Ellison of Home PC Magazine says the question now is, what kinds of products should we produce for girls?
Should dating and boys and shopping malls and cosmetics and fashions be the subjects that we want them to dwell on? And that's a very interesting controversy to me.
But Egghead's Valerie Laird suggests that these first efforts are just the beginning of a whole new development cycle in which other products which present more positive roles for women are likely to emerge.
I have to be very careful on what I tell you about, but this area is going to grow immensely over this next year.
Indeed, look for the number of girls' software titles to double by next Christmas. In Seattle, this is Wendy Kaufman reporting.